I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. This is episode 153. Yeah. And yeah. Joining me today, I have Brian.
Hey.
And we got Alex.
Hey, you know what's funny? How you just totally skips, introducing yourself.
Oh, shit. I did. Didn't I? Holy crap.
Yeah. Who the fuck are you?
I'm the mysterious one. I am
the unknown podcaster.
Right, yeah. I'm not the guy that says this is the Inner City Geeks podcast every single fucking week. Yeah, no, it's Steve. Steve here.
Yeah, Steve. That's me. You know what would have been really funny? It would have been funny if you introduced Alex as me, you as Alex, and me as you.
See, but then you guys should have answered it differently.
Yeah, I just thought about it late, sorry.
Yeah. Boo.
Boo.
Boo you.
Listen, we passed the April Fool's joke thing already, so yeah.
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Welcome to the NPR cast. This is Stanley along with Christopher and Reginald.
Oh, my.
While you bring up April Fool's there, Alex, did you guys see the Macy Williams April Fool's Day prank on Jimmy Fallon?
No, I did not see that. What was it?
So I don't watch Game of Thrones, but she basically, because, you know, it's the final season coming out. It's like everybody wants to know spoilers because that's the day and age we live in.
I don't want to know spoilers.
Well, our generation does it. So she basically like messes up and slips on a death of a character. And she's like, oh my god, is this live? And he's like, no, we can edit this. She goes crying, running off the stage, and he goes to follow her, and they're like, boom, April Fools.
Oh, that's great.
It was legit, though. Like, she was really, really good.
Well, she is an actress.
She is.
That's her job.
Great in Doctor Who.
Yeah, she was great in Doctor Who. It was awesome to see her doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is this the one that plays the Arya Stark or whatever?
Yeah, no.
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know characters on that show.
you just know them as that one with the funny eyes. That one with the funny eyes.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say the one that looks kind of like Butch Dyke.
No, that's not her. That's the one that's in the Star Wars movies.
Oh, no, not the blonde one.
Oh, I don't know then.
It's kind of funny. Dear Inner City Geeks, I can't believe that he came out with such a comment.
Like, God damn it.
They're like, oh my God. Now we got another episode banned.
Fuck. Right? Jesus Christ.
Yes, cheese and rice, yeah.
Cheese and fucking rice, yeah.
Cheese and rice.
That's the same thing I say all the time over here with the children. Because they're like, yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm like,
how you try to censor yourself with cursing, but yeah, you curse all the time.
I know, I do. But what it is, I try to keep them from doing the cursing. Uh-huh.
Good going. Yay, parenting.
Yeah, I can curse all the fuck I want, but they can't because they're children.
Right.
Yeah. So it's good, dudes. What have you guys been up to?
I've been recording a lot, actually, for the channel.
Yes! You're finally doing your yay toys again.
Yeah, it feels weird. You know, like, it took me a long time to figure out my rhythm. I think I got it.
Can you feel the rhythm of the night?
The rhythm of the night. Oh, yeah. yeah. It
Jeez, Brian.
What?
Nothing. Keep going.
Yeah, it took me, trying to record and, like, just getting the feel of how to do it again. Because it's been a while. It's been, like, I think I took, all, like...
Like 18 months.
Yeah, like, I was, like...
13 years.
Something, 13 years and 18 months.
45,000 exactly. Bazillion hours.
Something in that realm.
Don't count 47 years ago.
Uh-huh. 26,384 minutes.
Really? Really? You're going to rank right now?
Everybody has.
But yeah, anyway, it took a while to get into that whole groove and, like, learn, you know, relearn how to do things. And because it's been a while. I mean, I don't remember the last video I posted. It had to have been in January.
Uh-huh.
So trying to find the groove again. And, you know, it's... I'm glad I'm back. It's kind of therapeutic to me. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, are you back in the rhythm of things?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes. Because,
so,
you know,
can we say, so can we say that? Can we say that? God damn it. Can we say that Brian had his groove back?
Yep. Move over, Stella. Brian got his groove back.
I did.
Good job, dude. I'm glad you're getting back into it, man. I'm glad you you found your rhythm and you found your stepping.
Thank you. Yeah, it's
yes. Now he's gonna win the stepping competition.
Oh yeah.
Uh-oh. Watch out. But yeah, yes, it's
going against the team of the inner city kids.
Right. Move
I
over, Channing
the children, Tatum. Brian. Children.
Move over, Channing Tatum.
Uh-oh. I'm actually taking pictures for the next video as we speak.
Aw, look at you multitasking.
Yeah.
Ain't that adorable?
Right? See what happens when you get your own nerd cave?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, look at that. Him trying to rub it in or whatever. Rub, rub, rub.
Right? Rub, rub, rub.
Rub, rub, rub.
Yeah. Alex, what you been up to, dude?
Well, let's see. I saw Dumbo this past weekend.
You what?
I saw Dumbo this past weekend.
Oh, how was that? How was that?
It was actually really good.
It's getting a lot of low critic scores, too.
Because everybody's shitting on it because it's a live-action movie of something that we saw years ago.
Right.
But I don't care what anybody says. Burton is a good director, and this was, like, a good take on it. It doesn't follow the, you know, the way that it was exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like, you know, you're taking Mrs. Jumbo and you're taking Dumbo and you're just putting it in a new spin of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is an actual Dumbo live action, unlike that larger than life Bill Murray movie from the 90s, right? Which was supposed to be Operation Dumbo Drop. Is that the movie?
That has nothing to do with Dumbo, though.
That was supposed to be a Dumbo live action, though, in the 90s.
No.
Yeah.
It was probably like a prequel or something, but I don't think it was supposed to be. I think it was just Operation Double Drop because it had a elephant in it.
Yeah, just come out of nowhere. Like, you know what? Hold on. Let me get Bill Murray on the line and he could probably answer this for us.
Yeah.
Fuck no. That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see him right now, whatever. He's going to be like, yes. This man has no penis. Oh, so, this like a couple days ago, I was actually talking to my coworker about something that I came across online. So You already know, since Endgame is coming up,
uh-huh.
Right? You have three select AMC theaters that are gonna play every Marvel movie. From beginning until thing. So, they, you know, of course, it's going to be a couple of days.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a 24-hour, like...
The 22nd film known as Endgame.
Yeah.
So, this is apparently supposed to be 60 hours.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Of Marvel. 60 hours. And they're going to have, like, collectibles and, you know, like, special things like that.
Oh, wow.
So, then I thought about, like, this. Like, of course, you know, you can't do it straight. That, you know, like, you can't do this thing straight. No. Like, I know it probably have to be like a couple, like a couple day event. But the good thing about it is, if let's say whoever buys for, you know, for this event, because normally the movie's supposed to come out that week, Thursday, and the first showing is 6 o'clock. But if they do that event, they get to see it an hour earlier.
Ooh.
But
on top of sitting through like a bazillion hours.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, so, but that's not like the real story. The real story is this. So, my coworker Marlon and I, we just start talking about like how, you know, how can you sit through, like, all right, are you really gonna try to sit through all the movies? Because I'm telling you right now, you could kind of miss the first two Thor movies. You know, for me, I would probably, you know, just skip Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe Iron Man 3.
Maybe.
Well, actually, not maybe. Definitely Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but then we started thinking like this, like, you know how there's so many changes of all that stuff? So we started going like, all right. So we had a brain fart. We were like, that Don Cheadle's, you know, in the first Iron Man movie used to be, you know, now, you know.
Don Cheadle's in the first movie used to be lighter.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, so we had a brain fart on this, you know, like we were trying to remember Terrence Howard's name. And the following day, of all things, I'm in the midst of taking a shower, getting ready for work, and out of nowhere, Terrence Howard. So I told my friend this. I was like, I don't know what was more disturbing, that I was in the midst of a shower and Terrence Howard popped out of nowhere, right?
Or, well, it would have been more disturbing if he actually did pop out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know. So,
hey, I'm the guy in that movie. I'm also in Empire.
So we were just saying, like, you know, how that, you know, you had Bruce Banner that was like a lot taller, shrink down,
right,
and become straight Mario Cantone. And so, you know, we were just going through all this stuff. So yeah, so it was just like, oh my God. So, you know, and you gotta have to keep in your mind that no, these are, you know, this is this person, this is that person. But I kept thinking to myself, are they gonna play like in the order that they came out, or would they do it in the way that people are saying how you should watch it?
It should go in chronological order.
Yeah, like by Iron Man 1 and all that stuff, right?
Or technically, if you really think about it, it should go from Ms. Marvel all the way in chronological order, all the way to.
Because technically, the first movie would be Captain America, First Avenger.
Right, that too, yes. I did nothing about that, yeah.
But yeah, so, but we were saying this, though. Altogether, with Endgame, it's a total of 22 movies from Marvel Studios.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And so we started breaking it down, like, really? It's 22? It's like, yeah. So,
you know, it doesn't feel like it, though.
There are a lot of movies, dude.
Yeah, there really are.
Because already you have 9 movies with 3 Captain America, 3 Iron Man, and 3 Thors.
Mm-hmm.
That's 9 already.
Mm-hmm.
You have
three Avengers movies.
You have 2 Ant-Man movies and 2 Guardian movies.
Yep.
You have 3 Avenger movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Spider-Man. So, you know, altogether, you know, like.
2 Spider-Man. Well, 1.5 Spider-Man.
No, because remember, you count the technically as Captain America. Because remember, Spider-Man was introduced in Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
Or as I like to call it, you know.
Avengers 2.5.
Captain America. Spider-Man's finally here.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah. So, it was like, damn. Like, you know, so 22 movies. The 22nd installment of a Marvel Studios movie is going to be Endgame. And it's supposed to be 3 hours. And
3 hours and like, a lot of time.
3 hours and like 2 minutes or whatever.
So I was joking around saying like, you know, if you're going to go to this movie or whatever, you're not getting any concession whatsoever.
No.
No, see, but they might actually have fucking like an intermission being that it's that long.
No, but even with that, would you want to risk intermission to go to the bathroom? And you don't know how long it's going to be.
Doesn't matter. It's an intermission. So they usually do it like a 5-minute intermission.
the last movie I saw with intermission was with my dad in the 90s. It was for the movie Gettysburg, which was 4 hours and 8 minutes long exactly.
Fuck that.
And that was a 15 to 20 minute intermission.
Yeah, because everybody's stretching their legs and they're just going, are we really seeing a fucking history piece?
Well, just like how we spoke about a few episodes ago, that fucking Titanic had fucking an intermission in it, too.
It did.
Hold on, I got to take the tape.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hold on, I got to fucking, like, wake up. Give me a minute.
Yeah, you got to go wake up. Go and brush your pillow, a little makeup, yes.
You know, for that, yeah. for Titanic, though, it's just like, skip the first disc or first tape and just watch the second half.
Just watch the last 10 minutes of it.
Just watch. Yeah, watch. Like, I'm sure there's like a fan editor, like 12 on YouTube.
Or you can just totally skip it altogether and just watch the highlights of, like, you know.
Or just read a book. Like,
fan highlights. You miss this, and that, and that. That's it. That's all you really got to see.
Yeah. Or just, like I said, just read a book. It's all in there. All the details.
What is this thing you call a book?
Okay. Okay. Wikipedia. How about that?
You don't want people to flip a book because they're going to be like, oh, where's the book about, you know, what's the story with Jack and Rose? It's like, that's fiction.
It wasn't real.
There was no love story on Titanic.
Well, there probably was, but it wasn't.
There probably was, but I mean, you know. And that bitch, she should have, we all know, she should have, like, let him up there because there was plenty of room.
Yeah.
Yes, because, yeah. You know, science.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but we were just kept saying, like, nah, she was just a bougie bitch that wanted all the space to herself anyway. So
whatever. And that's exactly what it was.
Uh-huh.
So, I want to talk about two things that I saw this week that I really, really enjoyed.
Go on.
Okay.
First thing, I was on Netflix, and I saw a brand new Ultraman animated series. That's fucking fantastic.
Mario's been raving about that.
Dude, it's a direct sequel to the original series from like the 70s.
Okay.
And they also introduce multiple Ultramen.
Interesting.
Yes, from other planets. And it's really fucking good.
Huh.
It is so fucking good, dude. Like, the animation style is fucking unbelievable. It's
Voltron style animation or no?
No, not like Ultron. Not like Voltron. It's actually kind of similar to Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh.
But it's more like if you're actually watching a video game.
I like this. I want to watch this now.
It's really fucking good. And the story's really good, too. And, like, I'm, like, 7 or 8 episodes in, and I'm like, holy shit, this shit just keeps getting better.
How many episodes to a season?
I think it's, like, 10 episodes. I'm not exactly sure. But
okay,
there's a lot of episodes in the show, and it's fucking great. And then, like, I was watching it with my son, and I was like, yo, dude, this shit is fucking good. And he was like, this shit is amazing. He didn't say shit. But...
yeah, because right now, whatever. Go to your room. Why? You said shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you stay there longer.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. But
he walks away. God damn it. Even more.
Jesus Christ. No, Jesus Christ.
You know what? I'll take away a little bit because you censored yourself, even though you were kind of too late.
But yeah, dude, that shit is really fucking good. Like, I highly recommend you guys watch the new Ultraman on the Netflix. Netflix. Yeah, and
watch it.
Yes.
Watch it. Cancel it.
Yeah, basically, because that's what they do best.
This is not a Marvel Netflix show, dude. Relax.
Yeah, true. That is true. It could be like another version of fucking like Voltron. That shit is around for like 8,000 seasons already.
Yeah, but they ended that already.
I know. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. They ended that with season 8, which that was an amazing series through and through.
Yeah.
Like, the finale gave me chills.
Oh.
Yeah. Aw.
And the second thing I watched this week that I wouldn't say to recommend it to everybody because it's a bit of an acquired taste, especially because it has to deal with a lot of music and also not just music, but it's also it has to deal with black metal,
okay.
which really, really narrows shit down.
Right.
And I watched Lords of Salem. No, not fucking Lords of Salem. Lords of Chaos. Sorry.
Right. Lords of Salem is a Rob Zombie film.
Right. Yeah. Not that one. Not the Rob Zombie film. But
is this one that kind of goes around like the band, like bands like Behemoth.
Not the band Behemoth, or well, I guess kind of like their influence. It goes off of the band Mayhem.
Okay. Okay.
You've heard of Mayhem, right?
Yeah, of course. I've heard actually like mixed reviews. I know some people that like it a lot, and other people are like, what did I waste my time watching?
Right. It's actually, like, in my opinion, it is a very good, like, biopic.
Okay.
The reason a lot of people are like, what the fuck is going on, is because there's a lot of shit in this movie.
Got it.
Like, a lot of shit that you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Okay.
So, So, for those that don't know, a lot of the people that were in the band died. So, original members, actually. So, the lead singer, they show him committing suicide. Okay. Huh. And the original guitarist of the band, they show him getting stabbed to death.
Oh,
the
shit.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Well, since I cursed, I got to go to my room now.
But of course, you know, these are dramatizations of it. And of but course. It's actually really fucking good, man.
It sounds interesting, to say the least.
It is interesting.
But, you know, the whole thing is this. It's just like, you know, how you said that, depending, it has to be like, somewhat of a genre that, you know, of music that you kind of like anyway, because, you know, I know you're not gonna have the random hood dude going, yo, I'm gonna watch Lord.
Right. See, the thing is, like, this it is also a very interesting story because it is also about basically like the come ups of a band, or which yeah. anybody can basically like they can I guess relate to.
So this is like a real in depth thing of like behind the music kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a behind the music, but it also has to do with a lot of like what's happening and why it's happening and what basically led them to become this iconic band as they are.
Okay.
Because it basically shows like, okay, yeah. They tried this, and then eventually they're like, oh shit, they became huge.
Okay.
Because they were a real small band, and they were only in, like, Poland, I think it was.
Yeah, because Nurgle from Behemoth, I believe he's friends with them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, D2 from Poland.
Right. And yeah, it's a very, very interesting watch.
Okay.
So for those of you that are interested in the black metal, these were the originators of black metal because, of course, before that, there was no sound like theirs.
Exactly.
And still to this day, like, they're probably one of the best black metal bands out. I don't think they do a lot of stuff now, but a lot of their older stuff from like the late 80s, the early 90s, mid 90s is really good. And what's cool about this whole biopic or whatever is that they show basically like the rise and fall.
Okay.
So yeah. It's pretty good. And it basically like explains how why like where they were that why there are all these church burnings. And yeah, like they literally burnt down like 8 or 9 different churches.
You know, it's crazy with the metal scene and like not necessarily the Polish metal scene, but like that style in general, because the lead singer of Burzum,
he's in it. He's one of the dudes that's in it.
Really?
Yes.
He stabbed his guitarist about 45 times.
That's the guy. That's him. He's the one that stabbed the guitarist for Mayhem. It wasn't him. It was for Mayhem. Because he became the bassist for Mayhem.
Ah, makes okay. See, that makes a lot more sense now to me.
Yes.
Now I really want to watch this.
Yeah.
So
well, you want to see?
So the guitarist.
You can't blame anybody else. Step.
No. It's not even like that. So, the guy from Mayhem found him. They found him and they started like doing shit together, and he started getting big. The guy from Mayhem was like, yo, like, why don't you come join the band? And then, it was just a whole lot of shit that happened. And then after a while, they started to go their separate ways. And then after a while, the dude from Mayhem was like, yo, listen, I'll give you all your rights. You do your own thing and we can still be friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you want to be friends? And they started to get all mental and shit. And then he was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to sign it, but I'm going to stab the fuck out of you because he was a psychotic motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you should absolutely watch it if now you're interested in it. Go check it out. It's actually really fucking interesting. I procured it online, but
okay.
I believe it is everywhere else online somewhere.
There's always a way.
Yeah, exactly. There's always a way to check it out. So, yeah, find it. It's online. I think it's on iTunes and all that shit.
I'll find it on the
Sticks of Fire.
Sticks of Fire.
Yeah. So, yeah, go check out Lords of Chaos and go check out fucking Ultraman, dude. It's fucking great stuff.
What are they like? 30 minutes each?
Yeah, 30-minute episodes. Give or take, like, you know, 22 or so, whatever.
Yeah, like, Voltron was like 19 to 25 minutes each.
Right, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Absolutely. And I guess that brings us to, besides the fact that we've been talking about it for a while, what's the geek shit this week? Yay. So, for this week, so far, well, not just so far, but what we found kind of interesting so far, the first thing I really want to talk about was the trailer for the Joker, or for Joker. So, they announced this months ago, possibly even like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And personally, I was like, why are they doing another joke or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, like, I'm one of those people that are like, yo, like, Mark Hamill's the ideal Joker. Why would you do anything else?
Exactly.
And then we got another version of the Joker in the Suicide Squad, and then we got all these other shits that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, no more Joker. We don't need him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing can top Nicholson anyway. Well, other right. Well, except for Hamill, you know, voice-wise.
Right.
Heath Ledger in his own right was an iconic Joker.
Right. Oh, for most me, Like, I'm not taking that away from him either. Like, he was right, a really good Joker.
For me, the four Jokers paved their own way, and that's Romero, Nicholson, Hamill, and Ledger.
Yeah,
in that order.
That's a good order.
The chronological order, that is.
Yeah, that's a good order. I can dig it. So, yeah, so we finally got to see a full trailer or a full teaser trailer of this film.
It was like 2 minutes long, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it kind of sort of is a full trailer. They didn't really go into like story or anything. But we got to see the first look of this movie, and this trailer looks fucking insanely amazing.
It's so dark and brooding, and it's like you want to root for him.
I wouldn't even say it's just dark and brooding. It's just it's very artistic.
Yes, okay, I'll go with that.
It's very artistic in a way, because it reminds me of like a Scorsese movie.
Yes. And De Niro's in it, isn't he?
I'm not sure who the fuck is in it, honestly. Other than, what's his face? But this looks really fucking interesting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It comes out later this year, right?
October.
Nice.
Let me IMDb this real quick and see.
I'm already on it.
Oh, okay, hurry up.
I was going to say, joking around, if it's October, you got that, you got Adam's Family. Nice.
Okay, so that was the first thing that popped up in my fucking shit. So, let me see. Okay, so we have... Robert De Niro is in it.
Yeah.
So. Brian Tyree Henry from Atlanta, he's in it. Zazie Beetz, the girl that was in Deadpool 2.
Francis Conroy, who's been iconic for a long time.
Uh-huh. Brian Callen's supposed to be in it.
Yeah. Another famous name.
Uh-huh.
Wow, even looking at faces that I know them from things.
Oh, interesting. They have Thomas Wayne in it too.
They did say on, I think it was What Culture, can you spot the Bruce Wayne cameo?
Could it be that little kid that he's fucking like doing the lips thing too?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah, actually it is. It's Dante Pereira Olsen.
Huh.
It's young Bruce Wayne. Yeah. So that's happening.
I'm intrigued.
I am very intrigued.
And it's written and directed by Todd Phillips, who did The Hangover.
Mm-hmm. Which is very interesting. It's a very interesting choice.
Right?
Yeah. It's also, I guess, co-writer is Scott Silver.
Yeah.
But yeah, this looks fucking great. I'm excited for this. Yeah, Scott Silver also did the Fighter and Mob Squad.
Okay.
So yeah, kind of like the way this is going. From what we've seen so far, like I was very very skeptical about it from the beginning. I was like, "Why is this happening? What the fuck is their problem? I don't need to see this shit." And especially since, like, what's his face? Joaquin Phoenix was all over the fucking place at the same time, too.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't know. Why?
And then, this
looks fucking great, dude.
This looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
fucking insane.
That one part in the trailer where, like, he's like, what? He's skipping down the alleyway, whatever, that's like clocked in the face by his own sign.
Yeah. When he's doing the fucking playing with the fucking time. Like, like the dudes that you see outside of the street with the fucking sign for like fucking for do your taxes now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Speaking of, tax time is coming, so get your shit done.
Mine is already long gone.
Yeah.
This public service announcement is brought to you by Inner City Geeks.
Right, yeah, basically.
Yeah. Basically.
But yeah, this Joker trailer, it's fucking great. Cannot wait.
It looks interesting, but I'm still kind of like skeptical.
But what's kind of cool is that towards the end of the trailer, you get to see him wearing the classic suit.
Yeah.
So it's technically it's kind of like the rise of the Joker. So you get to see. You finally get to see a movie that basically shows him growing into what he became that we know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And he's not a bad actor, so, like, he's won Oscars and shit, so.
I feel as if this is going to be a lot of fun. You know, like, for a dark film.
Yeah.
Just feel like it's going to be dark and not really gritty, but
What I'm afraid of is the fact that it may just be another white bummer movie.
Yeah, I could see that too. I mean, let's see what happens.
Because we gotta think about it. Like, there is, if you really look and you think. There is no positive for the Joker in the end.
Right.
There is nothing good coming out of it. Other than the fact that he's going to be making money.
Yeah.
But I do also see it as going to be fucking really interesting.
I'll wait till October and we'll, you know.
That's what we can do. That's all we can do. Just wait till October.
Okay. You know, even wait for like the next trail, you know, the next trailer, like,
in like 3 months from now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I can wait for that. But mm-hmm. for now, we got a dope ass trailer for this shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. In other news this week, we spoke about it on the show a few weeks ago, probably a couple episodes ago. Well, obviously a couple months ago, I think. We spoke how Netflix is working on a series for Cowboy Bebop, a live action Cowboy Bebop series.
Yeah.
And we finally got a cast for Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, I was very intrigued by who they picked. I mean, I never really watched the animated, but I like the cast that they chose.
Yeah, I like the cast so far, too. So,
dude, if you ever get a chance, watch Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy
Bebop, it's worth a watch.
Cowboy Bebop is like one of my top animes of all time.
Okay.
Yeah, and also watch the movie too.
Yeah. Okay. They're
yeah, the series is fantastic and the movie's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in the title role of Spike, we got John Cho. John fucking Cho from Harold and Kumar.
And then later he was
And a bunch of other shit. But
yeah.
The main thing that he's known for is Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mustafa Shakir, who I don't know who he is.
He was in Luke Cage season 2.
Was he? Oh, yeah. the Rasta dude or whatever?
The Rasta dude with the really awesome martial arts skill that whooped Luke's ass.
Gotcha.
That was him. It took me a minute. I'm looking at the face. I'm like, oh, okay.
Daniela Pineda. Don't know who she is either.
I'm not familiar.
And Alex Hansel.
I don't know him.
So, yeah. I don't know him either. But this
season... I think that dude's playing Vicious, which is the main villain in Cowboy Bebop.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, and then from the article, I think
Shakir is playing Jack Black.
That's Jack Black is this dude, the one from Luke Cage.
Yeah.
But they're still trying. I think they from the article it said that they're still trying to find someone to play the role of Radical Edit.
Yeah.
You know, or as everyone calls Edward, which is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Oh yeah, they should have dude.
Wait, favorite characters of all time in this or of in general all time?
In anime, like one of my favorite anime characters of all time.
Okay.
Radical Edward is like a 13-year-old hacker, female hacker, like 12, okay. 13 years old. That's like really spaced out, but it's just like, you know, fun as hell.
Huh.
So
yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, definitely check that shit out. The girl that's in this, she was actually in Jurassic World, the Fallen Kingdom.
All right, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. And Hansel is supposed to be in The Boys that's coming out soon on Amazon's.
Huh.
Which is another comic book series.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. It's supposed to be 10 episodes. So yeah, I'm kind of excited for this shit.
Did they say what network?
Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, sir.
He said in the beginning of the.
Yeah, that was the first thing I said.
Sorry, I'm still in the process of photo taking.
Okay, Mr. Photographer.
So another good thing about it is the creator of Cowboy Bebop, right, is gonna be a consultant for the first episode. They really want to focus on this because, like I said, Brian, if you ever get a chance, because I don't know if you watch anime like that, but Cowboy Bebop is a really good one to watch.
It absolutely
is. It's 24 episodes. It's only one season.
Like that, but that I'll watch.
Dude, it's just like watching regular cartoons.
Yeah, well, I don't always have time to watch regular cartoons either.
I don't know. Make some money, bitch.
No, I do have a job, you know.
You sat through fucking Voltron, dude. Come on.
At work.
Well, there you go.
Here's your spirit.
Yeah, so this is coming out. When is it supposed to be coming out? Sometime in November. Oh no, it was announced in November. When is this coming out? It doesn't say when it's coming out.
They're just saying it's in the works.
Yeah, it's in the works. It's happening.
Well, you figure they don't have a release date yet if they're still looking to cast the one of the character that Alex really likes.
Yeah, so it should be sometime next year. I'm excited for it. I'm ready to see this shit. Another thing that I'm kind of sort of excited for, but not really, but kind of am, but I don't know.
Okay.
Is the Suicide Squad. So, just today we got new information, basically saying that that Idris Elba. Of course, we spoke about it a couple episodes ago, I guess the rumor was that Idris Elba was taking over the role of Deadshot, which was Will Smith's character in the Suicide Squad.
Right, because Will Smith opted not to return for James Gunn's take on it.
Right. But as we have also heard, that this new take on it isn't a sequel.
Right.
It's a complete reboot of the series, And it now we just read that as it being a complete reboot of the series, Idris Elba will be playing a different character. That is not Deadshot.
That is interesting.
Yes, that is very interesting. So what motherfucking character could he be playing?
Now, speaking of this movie, I also heard Viola Davis might be making a return, though.
Right, because they have to tie it in somehow.
Right. So it's a reboot, but yet it's not a I don't know. I'm confused by this.
But it could be a reboot in fact that, like, in the facts that, like, they're changing all the characters.
Yeah.
Because technically, the Suicide Squad could be just about anybody that's on death row.
Yeah, exactly.
So, with that being said, let's pick any other fucking people that are on there. That are on, like, the fucking hugest fucking line of fucking villains in DC history.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. That should be interesting. And I kind of want to see who he's going to play. Who else is going to be in it, actually.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see who the next cast, the next announcement of cast members are.
Right. Because, of course, you know, there are tons and tons, like I said, tons and tons of fucking, like, different characters and different dynamics that could happen throughout this entire thing.
Exactly.
So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Will they bring in another version of the Joker? Or will they bring in his henchmen? Or will it be like Poison Ivy? Or...
Hey, maybe they should bring back Bob the Goon. Because, you know, it's been since 1989.
Oh, of course. Of course. Well, of course they're going to go like... They might even go completely obscure because, like, James Gunn is one of those dudes, man.
He brought Guardians back from
nothing. Exactly. A completely obscure fucking team. And he made them like an A-team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... Kind of excited for this shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, especially since it's still gonna be James Gunn doing it.
Uh-huh.
So James Gunn is like, fuck you, Marvel and DC. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. I'm gonna do both of them. Why the fuck not?
Uh-huh.
Because he's a G.
Speaking of comic book films, did you hear Tobey Maguire is interested in playing another character in the superhero world? He didn't say who.
Okay.
But he would love to return to Marvel in some form.
Because I'm pretty sure he's like, yo, give me that fucking Marvel money, bitch.
Right. Because it's like, even though Spider-Man 3 was, we don't talk about Spider-Man 3, Spider-Man 1 and 2 basically not only brought him popularity, but it brought the superhero movie culture back to wanting more.
Right. Because you know what it was? This was kind of like the poppiest comic book movie you could think of.
Yes.
This movie, even though it was shitty, it had the biggest fucking reach to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
To anybody that wasn't a fan of comic books or wasn't a fan of comic book movies, people actually enjoyed the fuck out of this shit.
They did. I mean, I'll still go back and watch Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Right.
They still hold up.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The only one that I really liked of that one was the second one. The first one was okay.
The first one was pretty good. The second one was better, yes.
The second one was the best one.
The only thing I don't like about the second movie is that the R train above ground going to Bay Ridge. I'm like, Nope.
Yes. Where the whole joke is that he's only a kid, but yeah, he looks like he's in his 30s.
Yes.
Well, that was the joke from the first one.
Well, I like, with that movie, I really like the fact that because he had hurt himself doing Seabiscuit, that's why they kept making him fall, and that's why he, after he was like, I'm back.
Okay.
Because it was kind of Sam Raimi having fun with him because he hurt himself on Seabiscuit.
Yeah, true. That makes sense.
Because it was almost Jake Gyllenhaal as Spider-Man.
That's right.
Which is really funny considering he's going to be in Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's probably what they were saying. Like, oh, like, you can't be a hero, but how about we just make you a villain this time?
Why not?
Yeah. So it is kind of interesting. I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen with Far From Home. Now that we're talking about fucking Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio.
True.
Segue. but like we were saying before, like what I was thinking before I actually said anything was actually that the second Spider-Man movie was actually kind of a continuation of the whole thought process of like any Raimi sequel is better than the original.
Yeah.
So like Evil Dead 2 is better than the first Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man 2 is better than Spider-Man 1.
Right.
So yeah, it kind of continues with that shit. And I don't think he really did many sequels after that either.
Well, I mean, there was also the whole thing Sam Raimi didn't want to do Venom, and he was kind of forced into it.
Yeah.
Sony was like, well, we want Venom. The fans want Venom.
Yeah, see, but the thing is, like, I don't really think that. Did Raimi even direct the third one?
Raimi directed the third one.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Let's see. To this one.
Intermission music. Stevie is looking up info. Intermission music.
Directed.
Steve is looking up info.
Yeah, I guess he did direct it. You
know? No, Steve. You can't do that. Copyright. Copyright. We can get sued for the copyright.
Dude. We play music on this fucking show.
Yes, but we talk over it, so we, you know, that's what we want to get.
So I don't think me humming a fucking song would be anything. Yeah. Would be as worse as what I actually do on the show.
Shit. Now we get the cease and desist. Thanks, Steve.
It's okay. So I mean, I guess that pretty much wraps it up for all the shit for this week.
Oh, I don't know if I mentioned it last week or whatever, but have you seen the trailer for Godzilla?
No, I have not.
Dude, that looks good. Godzilla King Monsters.
Interesting. Wait,
there's another one coming out?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think Rodan, Ghidra, Mothra.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, is Godzilla going to be in this one? Yes.
Well, because the first one was more like a human story, but this one they have to focus on Godzilla because, of course, like, he was kind of lacking in it in the last one. But being that they have so many villains in it, why would they just, like, focus on everybody else except for him, you know? So yeah, I really want to see this shit too.
Yeah, like check out the trailer, dude. Like, it reminded me so much of the, like, you know, when they used to have the Godzilla movie marathons when we were kids, like on what was it, Channel 11 or Channel 9?
I forget. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Oh my god, now we can go back again.
Remember?
I remember.
Remember Godzilla movie Mary
Jane? Yeah, remember. You remember when you see Godzilla killing the three peoples? Yeah, you remember.
Maybe Sam Raimi making Venom horrible.
I just sent you guys a pic.
Oh no. Let's see, what did he send us? Oh, look at that. Spider-Man on top of Rhino.
Yeah. All balanced, by the way. No wires.
I know. I see that. I see that. No. Yeah. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
And that's something to look forward to on Yay Toys on InnerCityGeeks.com. That's the cover. That's
shot. The Metacom Mafex Spider-Man, the import comic Spidey that I've been posing around for a while now.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Looks mighty nice. They're very, very nice. So, yeah, like I said, this is pretty much it for this week. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com and you will see a bunch of shit that we have on there sometimes. One thing that we have that came out this week, we have a full review of Shazam. Yeah. Charlie got to see Shazam early today. And, yeah, so that review is on innercitygeeks.com. You can go see that, as well as a whole bunch of other shit that we have on there. Of course, we have this show, Yay Toys, which will be making its triumphant comeback next few weeks or whatever. Also, we have good games on the website. We also have Manga Times and Anime World and Comics Con Sabor and like a bunch of other shit on the site. Of course, you know, that's what we do. We just do shit. What else can we find on Inner City Geeks? We'll find the link to all the places you can listen to this show. You can listen to us on Stitcher Radio, on Google Play Music, on... What was the other one? What the fuck was the other one?
Holy Spotify.
Shit. Yeah, Spotify. No, but there was one more. One more. What was that other one?
SoundCloud?
Yeah, SoundCloud. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Hey.
My brain.
Cheese and rice.
Oh, my God. Cheese and rice. I'm sorry. Cheese and rice. Yes. And on not iTunes. Yes, that's right. Not iTunes.
Not iTunes.
Not iTunes.
iTunes, please pick us up back. Please, please, please.
Yeah, so make sure you check us out on all of those shows. You get also on InnerCityGeeks.com, you will also find links to our awesome sponsors and stuff, or our affiliates. So on InnerCityGeeks.com, you will find a link to Amazon. So you can go to Amazon, you click that link. Actually, before you go to Amazon, you click that link on InnerCityGeeks.com. It'll take you to Amazon. And from there, you can buy anything you fucking want. You could buy Spider-Man 3 like 18 times. Or
would you really?
Some people would. Some people would.
I would have to question on friendship, Steve, if you go, I need that 18 times.
There might be, well, I mean, you know, there might be 18 fans of that movie.
Right, exactly. Or you could buy it as like a gag gift for somebody.
Save it for next April 1st or whatever. Here, I got you a gift, you know, to show right, you how much of my friendship means to you.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3.
This is how I feel about you. It's like you wiped your ass and gave him the piece of paper.
I made it for you.
Here's a fresh turd.
I'm but, not going to say that because that Spider-Man 3 kind of similar.
Yeah, exactly. I see the resemblance here. Yeah, so check out Amazon.com through our link. You also on that link, you can actually get the first month of Amazon Prime for freezies. Yeah, for motherfucking freezies. Yeah, so check that shit out. Also on innercitygeeks.com, you will find a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a place where you can find some pretty cool shit as far as, you know, geek-related t-shirts and stuffs. So they have t-shirts, they have hats and hoodies and a bunch of cool shit. So go check them out. They're pretty awesome. And if you click that link, and once you go to checkout, you can get 15% off if you use the code InnerCityGeeks. 15 motherfucking percent off of anything in their store. That's right. 15% off. And I got one more new thing that we actually got this week. And this is actually something that I'm kind of excited for, because I am a bearded gentleman, and as well as these two fine gentlemen with me too. We have our beards. We have the facial hairs. We have our grown man on. And this is our new affiliate. We have Beard Octane. They're a veteran-owned beard-making phenomenon. I fucking hate that word, but yeah, they're doing a lot of cool shit for the bearded dudes out there. And if you go to their page, you'll see a bunch of cool shit on there. And of course, they have tons of beard oils, tons of beard balms, all handmade shit. Nothing like fabricated. All handmade shit. They also have tools that you can use to cut your shit, make your shit look nice, you know, brush it up, comb it out. All that shit is on Beard Octane. So go check out Beard Octane. And when you go at checkout, you can use the code ICG10 for 10% off of anything in the store. So go check that shit out. Yes, yes, my friends. And spoke about those. Also, like, you can contact us, reach out to us, because, you know, we kind of like to interact with our followers and our listeners. So you can find us on innercitygeeks.com as well as on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. On Twitter at innercitygeeks, on the Instagrams at innercitygeeks. And we can find the rest of the guys as well on the Facey Space and on the innercitygeeks stuff. And also on their own personal shit. So Brian, where can we find you, sir?
Sitting on my chair, posing figures around.
For a second, I really thought you were going to say, I'm sitting in my chair posing. You
kind of paused there for a second. Right now, my hand is on my head.
Well, okay. TMI, sir. TMI.
Not that head. My head. you could of course find me on Twitter at Bri_2J, or you could follow me on Instagram, both YayToysPlus, if you want to follow the channel, and Bri_2J for my personal Instagram. And yes, of course, please like, share, and subscribe on the channel. YayToysPlus.
Yay Toys Plus.
It's almost plus, like plus. I rehearsed that.
I know, right? Jeez, look at that.
I say it enough in my videos.
Right? Pretty much. Alex, we can find you, sir.
You can find me posing for the camera. You know, Brian's taking pictures. Make love to the camera. Oh, don't worry, I will.
We can find him watching TakeOver.
Yeah, once I get back out, I'm going to watch you take over. But you can find me on Twitter at Dinyed, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram, D-I-N period Y period E-D.
Yes, sir.
Where can we find you?
Yeah, you can find me on the Twitters and on the Instagrams at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And just before we leave, I like to bring on new music. Well, not necessarily new music. I just like to put on music on this fucking show. I said it tons of times because, like, that's what I do. Because I like music. So, the band that I'm playing right now, that I will be playing, is a band that I never really knew much about. But a few years ago, they actually did a cover that kind of made them blow up. They made a cover of a Taylor Swift song. And okay. They made it kind of interesting because this band is a metalcore band. And it's not a bad cover, of course. But the song that I am playing today is a lot heavier than a Taylor Swift song. It's from their latest album that came out last week. The album is called, what the fuck is their album called? Jesus Christ, my brain just went to shit. It's called something. I don't remember.
That's what happens when you mention Taylor Swift, dude.
Yeah, I guess so.
Don't do drugs.
No drugs done here. Okay, the album is called Trauma. Yes. So, and the band is called I Prevail. There you go. And the song that I'm about to play is the lead single for this album. It's called Bow Down. And this shit is badass. So yeah, make sure you go listen to this song. Because it's fucking dope. I love it. It's one of my favorite songs of the last few weeks. And so check that out. And say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbyes, everybody.
Until next time, folks.
Yes, and don't be a dick. But always remember...